There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Guys, hi and welcome to Nip Tuck, Not Giving a
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. We are in your ears twice a week. Once we've got a long episode, and then the second one, we have a little episode on Apple Subscribe and Patreon as well. So have a look at our Instagram. All the details are on here. But today we have got
we've got a good episode today.
We do. We're going to have a little catch up first. So what have you been up to this weekend?
Are they on cloud trainers?
Yeah.
That is not something I would ever expect to see on your vicinity.
I've spoken to you
about them. Oh, I can't remember.
They're my favourite trainers ever.
Why don't I? Okay. I'm just saying I would not expect you to wear them.
I've had them for like 3-4 years.
Before they got big.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I love them is
you don't run.
You can slip them on.
Oh my God, Ashley's so fucking lazy. And she's so bothered about ease that even her trainers need to require the minimal.
Yeah.
Who puts them on for you?
I just slipped my
foot.
Shut up. No, but honestly, do you know what? I need to get back into the gym because I've not been to the gym for 3 years.
You've just had a baby. And then one before.
Yeah.
You have, because you used to train with such a body. Now and again, I used to take the piss out of you.
Oh, yeah. I did have a stint where I did train after Teddy.
And you would look like you were going to a PE class.
Oh, fuck off. I've got my slender tone that I put on at home. I've had M sculpt. My tummy is looking really good. So
I've only had
a baby.
It's just ridiculous.
Like, that's quite good, isn't it?
Really good.
So I'm all about these. So if anyone knows how to tone your muscles without actually moving... Send it in, please. But I want to do that EMS training.
What's that?
I'll try and book a session because I think Claire's bringing it to the gym. You put this outfit on.
I've seen it.
And you do half an hour.
But because it's...
And the trainer tells you, he's like, right, squat. And then it goes...
Have the Kardashians done it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen it.
Oh, my God. Like, listen, and half an hour of that is like something like a 4-hour workout.
Absolutely sign me up. We could get the suits and sit with them when we do the pod.
If anyone knows of any EMS trainers
that would be really funny, please
tell us. So, yes, this weekend it was Teddy's second birthday.
Totally forgot.
It's fine.
I mean,
So we had like a little breakfast thing.
Yeah, what did
him.
You do for him? Did you have a party?
No,
he's two. I agree. I don't get that. Did you even buy him any presents? Because I never really used to get much.
Yeah, he got a tractor thing.
Oh.
And then I just said to everyone, please buy him clothes, as you know. And so we had like a little breakfast and then... Off he went with the nanny for the afternoon.
Bye!
And me and Ed both literally lay in bed all weekend after that breakfast. We were like, ugh.
Because I don't see much... They had a first birthday party.
Yeah, but would you do that again?
No.
No. I think with your first one,
yeah,
you
it's all exciting.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, you do the cake smash and all that shit.
But, smash is embarrassing.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it now.
That's so cringe.
Oh, it was cute, yeah.
And I bet all the pictures got plastered over social media.
God, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
She was cute. She was really cute. Anyway.
She still is.
Yeah. Do you know what? I am coming to a point with her, and I don't know if any other mums can give me some advice on this, but like, she's 6 now, and I do feel like they grow up so much faster now. Mm. Like, all of a sudden,
we were talking about this.
I feel like
last night.
She's changed, and I can't put my finger on it. And because I am, like, it's weird because I'm not mumsy, but I am very mumsy well. It's a weird thing, and I'm very obsessed and weird with her. It's almost like I feel like at 6 years old, I've lost her. Mm. I can't explain. Like, all of a sudden now, she doesn't hold my hand as much. She doesn't need as much from me. She's a bit like, the other day I was like, be careful. She was like, yeah, I will. And I just thought, and I feel sad. And I feel like she's already at six. Like, I wasn't ready for this yet. I thought 10.
Yeah, but then they have their little baby moment.
Oh my God, she got in my bed last night and she wanted me.
Or like, do you ever like listen at the door when she's playing and
talking? Oh, they're talking.
Oh my God, it's so
cute. She started like being just so much more grown up. And she keeps like, when I'm not looking, not when I'm not looking, but I catch it. And she's doing this dance like,
Like
body popping and like this sass is coming off her, and I think it's school, but I said to my mum the other day, I feel like I'm losing her already and it's really hurting
me. Well, we had a chat last night about like kids growing up, and there's a kid that's got its own Instagram. I'm sorry, like, what the fuck? That is so wrong. Whatever you do, you, but
in your opinion, it's not you
doing you. It's the kid, it's, and you are the doing the kid.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Like, it's fucked.
I do get it, and I'm obviously the kid sharing thing. You're really big about that, and I've always been like, nah, whatever. But now she's getting of an age where she's recognisable.
Yeah.
She's not a baby anymore. Yeah. She's a person, and she's going to stay looking like that, if you get what I mean. I'm now genuinely starting to think, I think it's time to stop sharing her. I share her because I love her and she's gorgeous and all the rest of it, but who's it for?
Yeah,
me. Exactly. It's for me to say, look how amazing my daughter is. I don't really feel like it's... My concern, I'll be totally honest, I'm starting to think about it more and more, is this podcast, we talk about so much shit, so much embarrassing shit, and I'm concerned that the older she gets, it's going to be a point where they go, your mum said this on the pod, and I'm thinking, do I stop now so that she can be her own person without, your mum's got a podcast and talks about
her? I mean, it's up to you,
but
it's not up to you. It's her.
It's her.
And that's why I just think it's so selfish.
And I'm just starting to think now she's recognisable.
Yeah.
I don't really want her going to high school with boys that can say, your mum talks
I
about
kind of
chagging.
Wish like that I'd never even said the kids' names.
I get it. I am
and
starting
also
to get
another
it.
Thing, guys, that I was, well, I'm into like all this, like protect yourself, your kids, like I don't really show the house, don't show the kids, don't really show much of Ed because it's not their choice, it's mine.
Yeah.
But one thing that they say as well is don't share your kid's birthday.
Because then everyone knows their birthday if they're ever going to...
Their birthday, their name, where
what school
they're
they go
from,
to
they could potentially...
Yeah,
it's
no,
just like it was Teddy's birthday at the weekend. I've been really vague. I've not done a post like, happy second birthday. What would
what
I bother doing that for?
No, I do get it. And I am starting to... I think if I had another baby, I don't mind sharing the baby particularly. But when they get to an age where they're recognisable, I am thinking about it a lot more now.
I think that's
really
selfish.
Yeah, I am... I'm certainly thinking, and the thing is, like with James's kids, I protect them, I cover them because they're not my choice, and I want to post my chat. Do you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, why do I not do that with my own?
Yeah, I think Instagram's just a...
I am starting to think about that. But
anyway. Speaking of social media, Kourtney Kardashian pictures over the weekend that Travis posted, and then Khloe posted, didn't she?
So, my take on this is... He would never have posted that had she not been okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone thinks, oh, he's posted all these cats. No, come on. He said, Kourtney, do you mind if I post
these? Explain the pictures then.
So it was happy birthday, Kourtney. And instead of the pictures being a gorgeous magazine cover type picture, it was real candid pictures of her. One, she sat on the toilet, which I actually thought was really funny. One, she's like just natural, normal, laughing pictures. She still looks fucking unreal.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look...
Face apt
and, you know, lighting and all the rest of it. And I actually, a lot of people were saying, oh my God, I can't believe he's done that. But come on, guys.
They're PR experts.
Exactly. They have
like
done
Chris
it.
Chris will have been sat there in her office.
The picture saying, on the toilet. That's perfect. Yeah. Get her on the fucking toilet. Show her butt. Like, they're not stupid. Kourtney will not, he will not have sat there on the toilet having a poo and put random pictures up. And then Kourtney's gone on Instagram and gone, oh, fucking hell, millions. He said to her, are you okay with this? She said, yeah. So I think it's fine. James, I mean, he's got no followers, but always posts horrific ones of me on purpose to take the piss.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny. However, what I am interested in is the one that Kim posted.
With the stomach that everyone's talking about. Which, by the way, there was nothing wrong with her stomach. Well, like what you said, like she's had four children. One of them, she only had what? 4 months ago?
Honestly. So basically, Kim Kardashian posted a picture. Her and Khloe look, as usual, bomb. Kourtney looks fucking insane. Does she look perfect to the standard that often they post? Not quite. She still looks incredible, but she is not absolutely face-tuned and picture-perfect.
But it's only because she stood next to them.
Yeah. And my what I want to know is... Were they edited, or did they? Was it just a genuine
shot? It does
look
like
them two have been perfected,
and
she hasn't.
She's not.
But again, Kim will have said, "Can I post this before I post it?"
Yeah,
and she said, "Yeah," and I think good on her.
We've spoken before as well about girls in girl groups. Do you remember someone sent that dilemma in, didn't they? And they said, like, my friend always posts vile pictures on purpose of me, and I am not about that. Like, honestly, I think if you're sharing something, and even if your friend's in the background, check. You should always make sure that they're okay with
always
it.
Check, just say you're okay with that. But she will have done, and Kourtney will have been okay with it. And what's more frightening than Kim posting that picture is the fact that people were saying she didn't look great. I can't get my head around that.
And it'll be like
great.
We always say, women saying it'll be women saying that she's an absolute joke.
And trying to cause a feud between the sisters and all the rest of it.
It's just a piss take. Now, social media fails. So we did a shout out to you guys about your social media fails. I've spoken before about one big one that I had where my tits were in the reflection of some sunglasses on a Q&A, like
big
actual big oiled
titties.
Up tits, and like honestly that is I just put it to the back of my mind and thought I can't deal with this. Like,
put that in the trauma box.
Exactly. And then had another one where I deleted Facebook, and this was like probably like 10 years ago. I deleted Facebook and I reinstalled it again, and for like, you know, when you reinstall it for a day to go and stalk your standard like ex-boyfriend, person that you don't get on with,
all best friend, quick
yeah,
check.
Yeah, all of that. And I went on to like reactivate it at night, and I thought, oh, I'm going to
have a good
stalk.
Isn't it nice now when again you think, I've not checked on them for a bit. Let's have a look.
So I went on this new Facebook, and it said, I thought it was the search bar.
Oh, I've done this.
I thought it was the search bar, and it wasn't. It was your status.
I've done it.
And I put my status as like my ex-boyfriend's name. And people were commenting on it because it was in the middle of the night. I hadn't like, oh, God.
I've done that. I've done that before. One of the listeners, which I think is really funny, has put, when I first got with my now husband, I stalked a mutual friend on Facebook who he'd slept with in the past. We all do that.
Oh, like Sarah Sue. And then she's gone and looked for Sarah Sue.
Exactly. After about 4 hours, I got a text from my boyfriend asking why I shared a photo of his ex-partner from 7 years ago.
What had she done? Press share by mistake on a story?
I wanted to die. The photo shared had been sat on my Facebook for hours, and this was when Facebook was massive. So she's gone and found the girl, or she screenshot it to send her mates, I don't know, and she's put this girl. Imagine your boyfriend texting you seven years ago.
That'd be one of those where a poo just falls out of your bum.
Yeah, you just poo your pants.
Yeah.
Like, this one's quite funny. Uploaded a profile picture, not realising there was a rolled up note next to me on the table. So many celebrities have done that. And it was when I was with the one that took the money off me, and Twitter was quite big then. And there was an XXXXX, and I thought, I'm going to fucking look at her. Because you did. You want to look. What did she look like? Is she better than me? Yeah. Worse than me? Like, so I went on her, and I went back, I would say 2 years, and favourited one of her tweets by mistake.
I've done that.
And I remember, she would have been like, who are you? I was with him like 8 years ago.
No,
I remember being at Maya and I was in reception, and I was like, and I just went,
Did you unfavourite it straight away?
Yeah, but she will have got the notification.
Yeah,
and I threw my phone and I was head in hands.
That's kind of why I miss having the notifications on. I've turned them off.
Oh, mine
now.
Are off.
But Megan was going through, she said, can I see Bob Bob's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
And literally we were sat in her living room and she went, Ashley, I'm so sorry.
No.
I just like the picture. And it was from like years ago. And I was it's giving me the shivers. But that's whenever you pass your friend, you fail.
You can never, no. You always pass it to them and you go, don't touch, put your hands behind your back.
And then do you remember when Michelle Keegan put that picture on Instagram of her tits?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's a couple on here.
But supposedly it was her tits. We don't know if it was her tits. But do you remember Christina? No. Have a look. It was huge. It was in like 2017.
Oh my God, listen to this one. One of our listeners posted a story and it was supposed to be a photo to my bestie slagging my sister-in-law. I've done that before. So this is what I did once. And I can't, my memory's just, as you know, so bad. I do remember now. So when I was with someone and they sent me a barrage of abuse and I'd screenshot it to send to a friend like, look at what he's fucking saying now. Probably that same night, I uploaded like a carousel almost.
Yeah.
Selfie, and fucking included the abuse at the end. So it was like, pose, you fucking slag, you've done it. And luckily someone messaged me like, babe, you've done that. And that wasn't even that long ago. That was around lockdown time.
Oh no.
So I've done that. I'm trying to think what else I've done. Someone here said.
It's a standard, isn't it? Where you send someone's story to someone else.
I know what I've done before. I've been having two conversations. I think it was to do with work. I can't remember. So it might have been you, actually.
That's the only time you're ever got to be two-faced.
So I'm speaking to one person, like, I'm fucking fuming. Let me find out. And then I'm speaking to the other person, like, hi, blah, blah. And then I've screenshot their reply to send to the other person and send it to them.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've gone, yeah, just so you know what you said a minute ago to me, in case you've not realised, I've done some really embarrassing things like that. And it's just that the way your stomach...
Yeah. Do you know what really freaks me out as well? When you're on WhatsApp to someone and it says, this message has been deleted. I'm like, why? You've done something.
Yeah.
Like,
what did you say?
They've like, you can tell they've had a drink and then they've woke up the next day and they've deleted.
That's why girls screenshot everything. The second you get anything through, screenshot.
We were pissing ourselves, weren't we, about that girl that spray tans by Jess from Liverpool, the Scouser, this weekend. This guy has commented on a pitch saying, you Scouse slag. And she's literally found his workplace, rang his workplace. And it's just like, please can we start doing more of that?
At what point
would you write something nasty? Actually, it happened to us last week.
It happened to us last week.
That girl about the picture of my ass.
What so, on your
Lauren posted a picture
yeah,
of my
saw that when we right, were on the
so, and I think my bum looks fantastic. And do you know what? I love my bum. So say what you want about my bum.
What happened? I posted a picture of Ashley's bum. I don't know if anyone saw it because there was loads of dog hairs on it.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I will say she's always been like the messages above her, like love you, blah, blah, blah.
But one was about James
at the very beginning about his ear, which I'll let
sorry, Mrs. Perfect.
Which I let slide at the time. I think she's a pod listener, so sorry. But I did reply. And
maybe
then,
this isn't the pod for you.
And she just replies in, whose arse is that? So I just put Ashley's. And then she was like, Lauren, please don't do that to yourself.
Please never do that to yours. Something.
And my first thought was, that's my friend.
Yeah.
You are... talking about my friend to me, and also if I want, I will now go and get triple the size of the ass because I can. Because I will not be told what I can do with my bum.
Facebook, and she's like a normal person with two kids. And it's like, at what point are we all going to have that spray tans by Jess energy and
where
start
we're like
fucking
calling
hey,
it out?
Did
yeah.
you know HSBC Stockport that Laura Ann actually sends mean messages in a spare
do you
time?
Know what? Look. Screenshot it. Screenshot
and
your
sit
ass.
On it.
Send it to your group chat
and
say, wow, what a state your ass is. Fine, do what you like. If that's how you want to be.
We don't do stuff like that, though, ever.
And that's what I said. I replied and I wasn't a dick, was I? No. I just said, please don't do that. That's my friend.
Yeah.
Please don't body shame each other. I would never message you and be like, I thought that outfit you wore the other day, don't ever wear that again.
Yeah.
Whether I thought it or not. So let's just, I think it's because people think they know us really well, which is amazing, but that doesn't give you the right then to be rude. Like, let's just Let's be careful.
Let's not. Another social media fail on her that a listener has sent in. Not me, but my friend accidentally went live on Facebook in her thong. She sat on the camera. Sat on the camera. She while sat being on the live with her bare arms. I was crying my eyes out trying to ring her
like, where can I get off it?
I posted a photo of me in the bath naked with an avatar filter on and over 200 people saw
it. I
want
to know why you were taking pictures of yourself naked in the bath with an avatar filter.
You just do sometimes though, don't you? I took a picture of my nipple and added it to my story by accident. It was up for about a minute. Do you know what I did once? Ed was really pissing me off. This was literally back in the day. This probably was like 10, 11 years ago. And I went on his phone because I thought, I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah.
And I changed his Instagram bio to Cheshire Playboy and a winky face.
No.
And then he left it on for about 3 months. And then there was this guy at uni that was horrible and he lived in my halls. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like one of them, like, well, if your family's so loaded, why the fuck are you here then, bro?
Yeah.
Anyway, Elliot. So I went on his laptop. We were having a party and me and someone else were like upstairs and we were in his room and we were like, what can we do? And I went on his laptop. And he was always like, oh, yeah, well, Oxford didn't want me. That's why I ended up at Salford Uni. And I was like, fuck off. And we went, on his CV. And at the end of his, because it was like in our last year, at the end of his CV, we were like activities and hobbies. And it was like furiously wanking over like CV. Something else. And we saved it. And we don't know how long he was sending that CV out to people. That's mean.
I feel like I've said it before. I once sent, you remember Roya from Maya?
Oh, yeah.
I went on her computer because she was reception. I was the manager at the time. Really good manager. And she left a computer unlocked. And so I went on her emails and sent our manager above an email saying that she wanted to be manager of Maya. And she felt like she'd worked hard enough and it was now time. And could she have a meeting about actually being the manager of the whole Maya? And the reply was like, Roya, let's have a chat about this. And then they found out it was me and I got in so much trouble. Like, you're meant to be one of the managers. You can't do that shit. But it's funny, isn't it? Whatever.
Oh, God.
I did loads of stuff I shouldn't have done when I worked there. But.
Yes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, Lauren, so you know the other day when we spoke
about the perfect white vest top, but there was one issue, hiding your nipples.
You're right, absolutely none of them hid your nips, but I've got a little solution to that. Perky Pear.
Oh my gosh, we absolutely love Perky Pear and they have kindly sponsored today's episode. For those of you who don't know Perky Pear, they create the most amazing shape and boob tape so that you feel super confident in tops and dresses and you don't have to wear a bra.
Do you know, it's so good for bridal as well. A lot of the dresses that I thought were stunning, you couldn't have worn without a bra, but they've got a new sweetheart neckline that launches this spring. wedding, so it literally covers all your wedding dress styles.
Also, Lauren, they have just launched a new bigger size for double G and H cups too, so they have absolutely got you covered.
Big titty girls, we've got you too. Perky Pair was actually founded and designed by Samantha Holt in 2017 when she was just 25. What a boss lady. And since then, they have absolutely revolutionised the boob tape category, which used to be like silicone stick-on products or like paper-based adhesive stickers, but this is something much, much better.
It's also so amazing for giving you that little extra bit of lift. The original Lift and Shape Tape is a bestseller and is a pear-shaped design to lift and shape at all sides and angles, so it stays hidden. Even if you're wearing something super low cut, you can adjust it for what you need.
I actually wore it when we went to the International Women's Day event the other week, and I used it to give them a little pull up and to hide my nips as well. But they do go from size A to B all the way up to double GH, which actually is unheard of by the other boob tape brands. Like, they are covering all boobie sizes.
So for all of your booby needs, head to perkypair.com and use our code NIPTUCK25. That's NIPTUCK25 for 25% off.
Thank you so much to Perky Pair for sponsoring this episode.
Right then.
Catchy uppy.
Catch up.
Treatment.
Well, let's go back to the...
Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning then, Lauren. Here we go.
Sorry. Right. No, I just feel like we've not spoken about like treatments much recently.
Okay.
So I just wanted to kind of update you all. So, and a little bit of a trip.
Are you all right? Like, we're only on the first episode.
Tip that I've got. So, as you know, and we are going to use this picture in one of our lives. Absolute the swally picture. That's got to go on stage. And
yeah, I look so much better.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A tiny bit more needed in the middle.
Do you think?
Tiny bit.
So basically...
But it looks so much better.
Yeah, so basically this is...
So it must have been filler.
It must have been. So we noticed, what, about 5-6 months ago?
It was like a black eye some days.
Yeah, I all of a sudden started getting like a pocket of swelling under one eye. Now, I've had that much shit done in the past. I couldn't tell you whether I've had my tear troughs done or not. I think I probably have. But I'm talking years ago. And I've had cheek filler years ago, which I wish I'd not had and haven't. Now. It makes me look like, like a clown. Anyway, so I will have had it at some point. But all of a sudden, this little lump came. And when I was tired, when I'd been on the sesh at the weekend drinking loads, and I came in on a Monday, and I did notice it. But you know when you notice something on yourself and you think, I can't be honest feeling that. And then Ashley said, what's that under your eye? And I thought, yeah, you can see it. So I had it dissolved. And the interesting thing about this is, like I say, if I have had tear trough filler, I'm talking 6 years, like a long
scary,
time ago.
Isn't it?
I have, however, had Lumi eye.
Yeah.
And a couple of other bits over the years. So I can only assume it's that, or it's migrated filler. I don't know.
Or it might be something to do with your lymph and the drainage in that area. So I listened to another podcast about like beauty treatments.
Another one.
It's way more highbrow than
Don't
ours.
Say
it's
the name.
Not comparable.
Don't say the name.
And the lady on there said that if you have like a heavy weekend or you've got that, even if like, you know, you're pregnant, anything, and you've got that bloat face, basically there's this sterile, you heat water up like boiled water and you put it in this squeezy thing, a nasal douche thing, and you put it up your nose and then it comes out of the other nostril and it clears that whole area of swelling.
But I think mine was filler though.
Oh well, yeah.
So if you want to do that and shove stuff up your nose,
no,
then.
But it's meant to be really good for
if you're
puffy
puffing.
Eyes, yeah.
So anyway,
it's called
Neomed
or something.
I went and got it dissolved. But I'm a massive sweller, aren't I, Ashley? Like,
well, you're allergic.
I'm allergic.
To
I'm border allergic.
But do you know how many people are allergic?
So this is why I was just
going to
say. So a lot of people are allergic. Now you can be. I'm just getting the picture up now, so I can tell them. You can be allergic, very allergic, as in anaphylactic shock. Absolutely,
and that's ring an ambulance.
That's ring an ambulance shit. And then you can be. That's why you always have to have a test before you have it done. Or you can just be border, like allergic, but not gonna die. And I'm that, like, I swell like a fucker, so I hate having anything dissolved. Anyway, what she did is she flushed it rather than dissolved it, Anyway, another tip, if you are a sweller when you get things dissolved, because you messaged me over the weekend, didn't you? And you were like, my friend's had something dissolved. She's swollen like a fucker. Can I send the picture to her of you?
Yeah, because she was really panicking.
She was really panicking. So I was like, okay, yep, send it and make sure it goes no further, just to make her feel better about it. But one of the injectors that follow me told me about Alivia, A-double-L. Oh, yeah.
I take that for my hay fever.
Yeah, it's to EVIA from Tesco, 120 milligram tablets.
It's a new ingredient.
And I took two beforehand and two after.
Yeah.
And I did not, well, look at me now, I did not swell massively. And that's another so injector good. Messaged me and said, what you can do is take an antihistamine every day for a week running up to the removal. So it's just a bit of a tip for you guys. So I had it dissolved anyway, and it does look better, doesn't it?
It does.
But the point of it is, how did that happen? And this is why we're funny with under eye stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, because, and it's such a thin area of skin. But that's why you're having the cool laser to build up the thickness of
so,
the skin.
So now I'm in a position where I'm like, right, what the fuck? Which I feel like a lot of us are.
You have
what
to
do
build
do
up
now?
The thickness of your under eye.
What do I do? I've taken the filler out.
Because if you look at like the thickness of your skin on your cheek or your forehead, it's thick. It won't
under eye is crepey.
Under eye is like a thin piece of tissue. So what we want to do in our under eyes, instead of filling them up with loads of shit, work on the skin first. Thicken the skin. IPL, cool laser, all that jazz.
So you've had how many cool lasers?
Three.
So what I thought is, what am I going to do now? Like, I've got... I don't want to put filler in there. Lumi, I don't want to touch it like that. But it is bad. It's really wrinkly under my
eyes.
I'd
sort it out and then get an under eye fat transfer.
So what I'm going to do...
Or a lower bleph skin pinch.
Skin pinch. So there's one of the things I've looked at, which I was sending you again over the weekend, is skin pinch.
Yeah.
Which, explain that, Ashley, what it is.
So basically, it's a tiny pinch under your eye to lift. You know, if you get those slight bags
like an
uplift
for the
eye.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I've looked at that. We'll see, maybe not yet. But what I am doing is cool laser, which Ashley's had a few of, and the results
and
are incredible.
My eyes look so much better.
Your eyes look incredible. Mine are really, and I'm going to do my uppers because
I
do
feel my uppers,
after you've had a blepharoplasty, which both Ashley and I have had, you do sometimes, because the skin is a bit thinner and compromised from the surgery, it goes a bit crepey, wrinkly.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah, and a bit tight and a bit weird. So yeah, I'm having that done. So I will report back on that as well. And I'm having one more thing done when I get back after recording today. What's it called? The injections on the tummy. The piece.
I can't remember, but it looks really good.
I'll report back and let you know for tightness.
Right. Bargain bucket. Sorry, Lauren, I'm gonna have to cut
fine,
you off there.
It's fine. I just thought we've not had a treatment chat for a bit.
Denim. Jeans.
Mm.
Now, we briefly mentioned a few brands in our Patreon that we did about swimwear, because we were talking about denim shorts, weren't we?
Yes.
Now, we have had some really good recommendations from our listeners. Good American, you've mentioned them.
Love them.
They're really high-waisted and they're good for wearing with bodysuits. Is that
spenny.
Right, Lauren?
Spenny. They are spenny, but... one thing I've learned is I've got,
just have one good
I
pair
literally
of jeans.
Had I've just got rid of them all, about 10 pairs of jeans from Zara. Not one of them fit me right. No. I got them because I thought they're nice.
And then what, they're 40 quid a pair?
I think they were about 30 quid a pair. I probably had 10, 300 quid. I could have bought two gorgeous
yeah,
jeans.
Yeah, you're right. Fit jeans.
Oh.
So that, I've seen that brand flying around. I think you
Never
can
heard.
Buy them off Revolve.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting until I've got a tiny bit more weight to mm-hmm. lose, and then I'm going to go jean shopping.
Yes.
Levi's and vintage jeans. Curve Love from Abercrombie.
So I went into Abercrombie yesterday.
Meant to be amazing.
The jeans are lovely. Just for reference, if you're going to buy online, I am a 25 or 26. Because
so
I think
I'd be a 27, 28.
Absolutely no, you wouldn't. It's very, very confused. That's too big for you. You wouldn't. You'd be probably 26.
No.
So that's like a 6 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very confusing, so I thought I'd actually say on the pod, if you're ordering online, you're like, where do I begin? I'm like a 6 to 8, probably 6 waist, 8 bottom.
Yeah.
And I got a 26 because I don't like it digging in on my stomach.
No.
I hate the roll. My skin rolls
and
over.
And you never know, like, you want to eat some pasta, bro.
Exactly.
Like...
So I got 26 regular, and they do short, regular, long as well.
Love
and they're
that.
About £70.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. Abercrombie also do a gorgeous linen pant.
They've got nice bodysuits and nice hats.
They've got some lovely tracksuits in as well. I Ooh, never shop
just a
there.
Bit dark in there.
Yeah, it's a bit woo.
Yeah. The other brands that people have said here as well are Shein.
No.
Denim jeans
really?
Are Shein, they've said. I personally just love the good old Topshop jeans. Used to be good, didn't they?
I always wore a pair of Topshop. You can still get them on Asos. I got...
But I just love going in and trying them all on.
Topshop mom jeans, because I like a mom jean. High waist, slightly cropped at the ankle sweater.
Cheekies online and jean vintage denim. I've still
not sorted that because I don't know my measurements, so I'm a bit like, oh, can't be
honest. I need to get one of those floppy tape measures for at home.
Yeah, I'm a bit lazy. I'm like, oh, can I be honest? I know,
but then once you've got them, you're done and you wear them all the time.
I feel like jeans are really underrated.
They're coming back.
They're coming so
Which is annoying because I've loved my leggings.
And also, I love a flared jean. Mm. Like a nice tight round stuff. They're so flattering.
Page denim.
Oh, I've seen bits. Well, they're like £250.
Yeah,
quid,
and then
they?
I've got mother jeans as well.
Never heard of them.
They're expensive as well. No.
But listen, one really good pair is better than 10
I've
shirt.
Got a white pair of flares.
I love that.
White denim flares.
That is giving
Cheshire rich mum. Yeah,
mom.
Exactly. Right, we've got a dilemma here. Right. I think we've got time for it. Are we ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Advice needed. Okay. Bitchy girl group chats. Mm-hmm. We have this one girl in my friend's group chat who is constantly bitching about other girls. She sends in pictures of other girls, etc. I didn't really respond, or a few times I have replied saying that's not very nice. Is it petty for me to leave the group chat? I just do not want this energy. We're nearly 30. Why are we spending our time bitching about other people who we don't even know?
So the phrase that comes to mind here is you are who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
And I think the people that are around you and that come into your energy and that get into your thoughts, you become like them.
Yeah.
We're at an age now where you choose your circle. Yeah. We're not at school where you have to kind of deal with what you've got there. We're at an age where we can pick and choose who we have in our inner circle. And if you are in a situation where people are negative or just not your bag, leave.
And if she feels a way about it, it's her body's response telling her stay the fuck away from this girl. Like, I just think, honestly, I would just leave the group chat, but I would do it the next time she sends a picture in so she knows
why she's done it.
Yeah.
Personally, to avoid any confrontation, I would archive and mute. And
yeah,
I'd just
but
let
at the same time,
and I wouldn't see it.
If she's decided she's
done,
got
then
the
why not? Why
girl?
Not? But if she likes the rest of them in the group, then I'd just archive it. I wouldn't get involved. I would never reply. And it's not nice because then you wonder, what are you saying when I'm not here? Mm. When I put my picture up, who are you sending that to? And but what I will say is people that do that are the most insecure people, and they project their negative body image or their negativity and the fact that they're not happy with themselves on other women. That's
so
why she's
right,
doing it.
Lauren.
She's not happy. If you are happy and you...
You're just getting on with your shit.
You're focused on your own shit. Do you have time to screenshot and send that in? And no, because you're busy and you are focusing on your life. People like that will not help you grow as a person. So I would get out or archive and mute.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like all the other bridesmaid chats that you've got archived and muted. Right. You know we love a slutty Sue, don't we?
Oh my God, we love.
What have you sluts been up to?
We are not about the slut shaming.
Oh like, my God, no, we are
we
slut.
We are slut
champion.
Empowering.
Yeah. If you want to be.
We're team slut.
Yeah, we're team whatever you want to do.
Team slut.
And we're team if you've made a little bit of a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Laughing about it and moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we all
do. House of Ho, all of it.
House of Ho, we move. Right. Let's go. Fucking love you guys and listen to the pod every Wednesday at work with the girlies. Sometimes it gets us in a situation where we have to explain what's going on. I'm writing this because I told my friends not long ago and they said I should share it for a laugh. Bit of background on this one. I was 16 when I met this guy and he was 32.
Ew! Ew.
Oh, wait. Together for 6 years.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Ew! I left him
Could
late.
Could you imagine us being with a 16-year-old now, though?
Oh, God, no. That's the same. That's the same. 18, it'd be an 18-year-old. Oh, God, no. Anyway, she's left him anyway, so it's fine. I'd come home from work on a Friday, knowing he was already back. All I wanted to do was clean the flat like I did every Friday, fold me washing, have a shower, and chill on the sofa.
Love that.
Normal Friday for me, right? So wrong. Oh, my God. Sorry, I've just caught a bit at the end. I got through the door, and I knew something was wrong. I could feel it in my gut.
Fucking hell.
I got through the door at the top of the stairs and I dreaded the steps into the living room. He sat on the sofa on a towel. Can imagine I was super confused until it hit me hard. He was sitting in our living room at 4:30 in the afternoon on a random Friday with a butt plug shoved all the way inside him, sitting watching TV. waiting for me to come home.
Why?
Now, I'm not happy because my evening's been ruined. I can't clean or relax like I'd planned because he's going to want to be pegged.
Oh, was he a pegger?
First time doing this, I was between 17 to 19 years old.
Oh, far too young for pegging. You wait till you're our age.
Oh, so you're bored.
When you got bored of standard, yeah. Like, no.
Instantly said to him, I wasn't interested.
Oh, fuck, you should have rang me.
I couldn't be bothered. I'd got other shit to be doing. If he wanted to do that, he'd have to go to the bedroom and sort himself.
Get that dildo you used to have that stuck on the wall.
Stuck on the wall. He gets massively mardy, butt plug still in. Gets up, storms into the bedroom, waddles into the bedroom with his bum plug still in. I crack on with my evening. And when I sit on the sofa, I can hear him grunting and groaning, along with the wet, slopping noises from what I can imagine was the huge strap-on he bought me to use on him. To say this gave me the ick is an understatement. He did this all night.
What?
To the point, I went in and said, are you finished or what? He asked if I wanted to join. I told him not a chance. Took my pillow off the bed and went and slept on the sofa. When I woke up, he was still at it.
Was he on something? Like, at what point are we bumming ourselves all night?
All
like...
afternoon. So I just can't get over the fact that
4
he's got...
4 p.m. she got home at.
And he's got it in ready.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
that's
11, 12.
Hours.
Say 1 a.m. 9 hours of arse.
That's getting piles. Yeah. Piles and fissures. I can't get over that.
We need to talk about you.
Oh, my God. Let's talk
so
about
So I spoke about my... I had a hemorrhoid. It's gone now. It's fully gone. My bum is recovered. And
it's horrific.
The Patreon gang helped me with it. And then Lauren...
I found the whole situation very funny.
She was being nasty to me and she was like, so what is a hemorrhoid? What is it like catching? What the disgusting? And then she's... On Saturday, message me like,
you were out with Cameron.
I
sent her a picture of James and I'm bent over the bed. My bum cheeks are open. He's got a torch. And I sent her like a selfie of it. And I was like, think I've got a pile.
And I've just checked and she's got quite, it's
is it of a decent size?
It's a pile.
So she went in. So this morning I got here and I was like, oh my God, it's still sore. So while she...
What's happened to both of us to
so
get
there?
That's
she
weird.
Was still sat on the toilet just then, I went into the cubicle, bent over, pulled my underwear down, opened my cheeks
Is
in
it
her
sore?
Face. And she confirmed it looks like a pile. It's just, I thought it was just a tear. It's just stinging a bit. I've done nothing. I've had no solid poo. I've had no anal sex. It's just stinking. It's just stinging a little bit. James was like...
Have you got the pile cream from James at home?
No, I've not done anything. But now you've confirmed it. Well, yeah, I'm really quite shocked.
This is the beginning of your pile
My
journey.
Pile journey.
Have you ever had one, Christina?
No, and now I'm afraid I'm going to get one.
Because you're going to catch one. Fucking hell. Oh, but yeah, so that's how good friends we are. She's had a good look up my bum hole today.
Yeah.
Was there any, how was it up there?
It was fine, apart from the pile.
Nice.
But they're very normal
what
now.
What colour?
Oh my God, we're not doing this. Right. Okay. Right.
Does I think it, that's enough for today, don't
enough,
you? I think
yes.
We've had enough.
Right, guys. Thank you for listening today. We will be back, as we said, on Friday with our bonus episode. You can get that on Apple, subscribe, or if you really want to immerse yourself into the Nip Tuck.
If you
want to
get balls deep into Nip Tuck.
If you want Nip Tuck every single day, then you can log on to our Instagram and the link in our bio has the details of how to sign up to Patreon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.